Hi, you are listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 48. Hello, my beloved humans. I hope you're doing amazing today, wherever and whenever you are listening. Today's topic has recently gelled for me. You know, when things make sense to you intellectually and you are fully behind the ideas and the concepts, but then something happens and you really get it. And when I say something happens, I don't necessarily mean that there's a specific event that happens. It could be just a subtle sense of knowing, like the wisdom dropped and you feel it more integrated with you, with who you are, and it's easy for you to believe and see things in the new way. In my own personal life and in my line of work, the idea of reaching for happiness has always been present. All of us humans want to be happy, and we want to have peace, and we want to feel joy and enjoy the fruits of our hard work, right? And if you're listening to this podcast right now, it would be fair to assume that your life is good. By most standards, the fact that you have access to the internet and to a phone or a computer, and even if you were listening on a friend's device, you would have a friend that loves and supports you. It's likely you have a home, a job, a family, a career. If you think about it, at least on paper, you have a lot to be grateful for. And you most likely are very grateful. That's not the issue. You are likely not ungrateful. You fully recognize and acknowledge how good you have it and how much better than most people your life is. And maybe that's part of the issue. And I'll explain in a minute. In my work as a coach, working one-on-one with clients, they share frequently a desire to enjoy their life more, or maybe a judgment that they should enjoy their life more, or in some cases, a puzzling question. I know my life is great on paper. I have a good job, financial stability, a beautiful family and home, nice vacations and experiences. So why don't I feel tons of joy and elation? And the subtext is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong or missing with my job, with my relationships, etc.? And here's why I think sometimes this idea of gratitude could turn into an issue. And it's only because it can backfire. And I want you to think about whether this resonates with you or not, because everyone is different. But for many professional women like you, with a great career, financial success, recognition from peers, and just what we would call a lot of success in life, when you find yourself in a place where, despite all the external success, you feel a sense of emptiness. You feel lost, confused. You're longing for more. You find yourself longing to feel inside how others perceive you from the outside. Longing for an inner feeling of having gotten there, an inner feeling of peace, of happiness and joy. You're longing for a sense of not having to strive so hard anymore. If you share these thoughts and feelings with anyone, one of the first things that you will hear is that you need to practice gratitude. Just start with gratitude. And in full honesty, you may have even heard that from me. And if you did, I deeply apologize. As I said at the top, this is something that just recently dropped for me, and I was able to see the situation slightly different, but that slight difference makes a huge difference. So please bear with me. I am not doing a 180 on gratitude. I fully believe that it's a crucial component of well-being and of a life worth living. The problem, as I see it now, is the assumption that you weren't grateful already to begin with. I want to fully acknowledge that most certainly, most of you are already grateful. You fully recognize how blessed your life is. That's not the problem. It's that you feel constantly stressed and you are constantly chasing and at maximum capacity. Time on your calendar is fully spoken for to where there's little to no time for you. You constantly feel like there's no time left for you to rest. You are constantly waiting for something that will allow you to free up some time and create some space, like a project finishing, a new hire, joining the team, kids going on school break or going back to school, a promotion. There's always something external that you're waiting for to happen so that then you can have the time and the space and the opportunity to rest, to enjoy, to do something just for you that you've been wanting to do. You feel that there are too many demands on you. You feel tired, exhausted, and at the end of your rope more often than not. You feel like your nervous system is constantly on fight or flight, in a constant state of sympathetic activation. You may notice that you're growing resentful because nobody seems to care about you and your well-being as long as they get what they want or need from you. So when you feel brave enough to be vulnerable and share with someone how you are feeling, and they suggest that you start practicing gratitude, it can feel really defeating and you may feel like you're not really seen. And worst case scenario, there's a part of you that might use it against yourself and judge you for quote unquote not being more grateful. And gratitude is amazing. It's so good. But you might need something else first or at the same time. So imagine you have appendicitis and it hurts and it feels really bad. You feel like you want to vomit, you're feverish, you just don't feel good in your body. Now, the rest of your body, except for the appendix, is okay. You have all your limbs, your brain is functioning well, your eyesight is good, your hearing is good. Like all the other parts of your body are functioning correctly. But you can't really enjoy your body because you're in pain. You have fever. You may be constipated or the opposite. You don't have any desire to eat. On paper, your body is mostly good. But you don't tell yourself that you should be able to enjoy it just because most of it is functioning correctly. In a case like this, it is super obvious that just being grateful for all the parts of your body that are functioning well is not the solution to your problem. And who says that you are not grateful, right? You are probably very grateful that the appendix is the only part that is not functioning well or like doing well. So all the other parts of your body are okay. They don't hurt, but you need to take care of the infection and focus on that so that you can have the opportunity to enjoy everything else in your body. When it comes to our life, we tend to operate differently, but it works the same. The presence of quote-unquote good things, of achievements, of great circumstances like a good job, a beautiful family, healthy finances, being confident in your skills, is not enough to be able to enjoy life. You need to also, and perhaps more importantly, make sure that there aren't any active infections present. Because if there are, that's going to take up all of your focus and you're not going to be able to fully appreciate and enjoy all the other quote-unquote good things that you have going on. The presence of those good things alone doesn't make for a life worth living. Not if you don't have a baseline life condition that is free from infection so that you can enjoy said good things. You need a life where you can function well, where your nervous system has the opportunity to find regulation after getting activated, where there's space for calm, peace, happiness, and joy to flourish. This is where we're often mistaken. We think that joy should come naturally in the face of our achievements. And when that's not what happens, we make it mean that it must be that we just haven't achieved enough yet. And we need to achieve more to surpass the threshold that triggers happiness, joy, satisfaction, and fulfillment. When we follow that path, we may unknowingly be steering farther away from the path we want to be on. We may not realize that believing it's the achievements that create the calm, happiness, and joy we want, we push ourselves to strive for more, with the side effect of pushing our baseline life further into stress, overactivation, and exhaustion. And sadly, then we ask, why can't I enjoy this life that I am working so hard to create? Going back to the appendicitis analogy, it may be more accessible to enjoy life when there's no infections and no achievements than it would be to enjoy a life full of achievement and a persistent active infection. In some cases, the active pursuit of achievements in the hopes that they will create enjoyment and happiness may be the cause of the infection. Like if you're overworking yourself and don't have boundaries, and if you do everything and beyond for your kids and there's no time left for you, that might be perpetuating the infection that makes it unavailable for you to enjoy your life. I may have taken this analogy too far, so please tell me if this resonates with you. Will you? Okay, that's it for this episode. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back for yet another episode of The Humans We Are. And if you are new to the show, welcome. I hope you enjoyed this one and it gave you something to reflect upon. My hope is that as you listen to this show, you will find a more loving and understanding way of relating to yourself, so you can truly appreciate where you are and who you are. And if you want to make changes, you can make them in a way that you're coming from self-love and self-compassion and not from self-judgment and self-rejection. If you'd like to move in that direction, I assure you it's life-changing. Clients have said that they feel so much happier, freer, more confident, and empowered after working together. You will not regret it. If you're curious, I invite you to a free consult that you can book at carolafuertes.com/consult. And if you have a desire to understand yourself better, to stop being your own harshest critic, and you want to start making decisions in your life from unconditional love and not from fear, I assure you that I can help. In that consult, we will talk about where you are, where you want to go, and what it would look like to go together. But I want to tell you right up front that it's a zero pressure conversation. if it makes sense to talk about working together, we'll take it from there, and it's your call. And if you're not ready to jump on that call yet, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are always the best way. And of course, helping me spread the word by sharing this episode with a friend that you know might like it. If you have any comments or suggestions for topics to cover or feedback of any kind that you would like to get to me, you can email at carola@carolafuertes.com or you can DM me on Instagram where I am at Fuertes Carola. Okay, I will be back soon. In the meantime, think about what your appendicitis might be and how can you relieve that infection, even if it's just a little bit, so that you can have the bandwidth to enjoy all the amazingness that is already present in your life. That's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.